proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our study about the Jewish kings by looking at those three kings who reigned over a united Jewish nation. The first of these kings was a man from the tribe of Benjamin by the name of Saul. Saul followed Samuel, who was the last judge of Israel. Saul also reigned for 40 years. For much of that time, he led armies against incursions from the Philistines, a non-Jewish people who had established themselves on the southwestern coast of Israel. Physically speaking, Saul might have presented others with an imposing appearance. The author of 1 Samuel chapter 10 recorded that, quote, "When he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people, from his shoulders and upward," unquote. In other words, Saul appealed visibly and physically to the Jewish people as the type of man they should look up to, both literally and figuratively, as their king. At first, Saul showed promising signs that he would have a successful reign. He helped deliver the men of Jabesh-Gilead from the oppression of the Ammonites. Saul also refused to take revenge against those who had opposed him. Nonetheless, a circumstance relating to the events described in 1 Samuel 14 suggested that Saul had some deep character flaws. Saul told his soldiers, quote, "Cursed be the man that eateth any food until evening, that I may be avenged on mine enemies," unquote. Such an order had no precedent in Jewish warfare. Furthermore, Saul's reference to my enemies, rather than alluding to God's enemies, Saul's reference to my enemies implied that he was starting to see himself not as an agent of God, but as an independent sovereign. The 15th chapter of 1 Samuel related an incident which revealed Saul to be a self-willed and rebellious individual. God commanded Saul to utterly destroy the Amalekites and everything which they possessed. Saul disobeyed that order. He kept alive the Amalekite ruler and spared the best of the Amalekite flocks. As a result, God informed Samuel that, quote, "It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be a king, for he has turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments," unquote. When Samuel confronted Saul over this matter, that king falsely claimed that he had completely complied with God's directives. Samuel then asked him, quote, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord?" Unquote. Samuel added that, quote, "To obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry," unquote. Finally, Samuel delivered God's judgment on Saul, saying that, quote, "Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king," unquote. From that point on, Saul's spiritual life went into a downward spiral. He remained the king of Israel for several years after Samuel's pronouncement. However, God had afflicted Saul with an evil spirit. Saul repeatedly sought to kill David, whom he suspected, rightly so, would succeed him on the throne. Toward the end of his life, according to 1 Samuel 28, Saul consulted an occultic medium for information, since God no longer communicated with him. Instead, God allowed Samuel to return from the grave to rebuke Saul, telling Saul, quote, "Because thou obeyedst not the word of the Lord, nor executed his fierce wrath upon Amalek, therefore hath the Lord done this thing unto thee this day," unquote. Saul died in battle the very next day, never having repented of his transgressions against God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.